Everybody loves it, from its catchy rhymes to its complex melodies.
But does the lack of musical education impact the artists of today and their creativity?
We are your hosts, Sawyer and Zane, and you're listening to Music Mania. Let's stick together, loving you weather,
weather, times are good and bad, happy or sad.
Over the years, music literacy has declined immensely, with an over 20% dip in U.S. citizens' ability to read music. You might be thinking, what in the world is he talking about? To simplify, fewer and fewer musicians and everyday people will be able to read music. This is extremely problematic because one of the most essential things to creating deep, complex music is being able to read notes and understand the intricacies of music. If the medium of music is trending towards lower musical literacy, then we are bound to see a drop-off in creativity in the industry.
An ongoing problem with many musicians is creativity. Many mainstream rappers have had to streamline their beats, storytelling, and vocals to fit boxes off the mainstream audience, and the vast various opinions on the internet. One specifically that stands out for me is Yeet. Yeet has had an extreme surge in popularity this year off the album Up To Me. And while I think Yeet's music is energizing and exciting, it becomes redundant very fast, and has similar instrumentals repeat over and over again, making his music get stale after just a few listens. Also, his occasional offbeat singing messes with the listener as it comes off as rushed and unfinished. This is most definitely due to his lack of knowledge, musical knowledge. As he stated multiple times, he has almost no music education, limiting his possibilities in making beats and making interesting voicing and pitching of his instrumentals and vocals.
Artists like Tyler the Creator, Steve Lacy, Kendrick Lamar, and Thundercat, Kanye West, all of who have had music educations, are able to create much more complex music, from the horns and soft piano commonly found in the Tyler the Creator song, the jazzy, psychedelic funk bass lines found in the Thundercats song. Artists with a music education can fully express themselves, not with a limited to a select group of notes. But are artists like Yeet limited in creativity because of their music knowledge? To get a second opinion, we interviewed a fellow student named Max who plays drums. We asked him if he believes that Yeet is limited in creativity because of his musical knowledge.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Max.
Max, do you think that artists like Yeet are limited in their creativity?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeet's music is mostly the same beats over and over again, which I think really limits his creativity.
All right, thank you.
Max stated a similar opinion to what we believed. He said Yeet's beats were extremely redundant and were usually the same thing over and over again. And I think this statement is definitely true. And I think it's definitely due to the fact of his limited creativity. But to go behind and get a professional opinion, we interviewed Mr. Elias, who's a music teacher at our school. I believe recently there has been a decrease in creativity in the music industry.
I do not believe that. I think if anything, there's a great increase in creativity in the music industry. Partly because of the internet connections that we all have with each other, and partly because composition technology has enabled more people to produce and compose music.
Okay. Also, do you believe music education is essential for a musician to succeed?
It depends on what you mean by music education. Do I think my general music classes are necessary for a musician to succeed? No, but I believe in order for a person to succeed in music, they must have learned about music somewhere from someone. It doesn't necessarily have to be in school.
Mr. Elias generally agreed with us, saying that it is important for a musician to be able to read notes and be able to interpret basic music theory. But he believed that middle school and elementary school was not essential to being a musician, and it was totally possible to learn it on your own.
In conclusion, music education is a necessity to growing artists and will heavily impact their future careers and how they perform. We see this through multiple artists who did and did not have a proper musical education. Those who did express themselves creatively and always grew. Those who didn't stick to the same old stuff. We both believe that the current state of the music industry is less than ideal. The artists that make the most money are the ones who make the most simplistic, repetitive, and uninteresting music, leaving the great creative minds in the music industry having to play catch-up and get even close to the amount of streams that the popular artists get. This is Music and Mania, and we're signing off.